Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
How many times have you said to yourself, man, I wish I could go to Walmart and get high-end products? Well, your prayers have been answered. Walmart is now going to start luring wealthy shoppers. Are they? Yes, they're revamping 800 locations, adding high-end products. Now, never mind all those other attempts to win over the richer customers, because those didn't work out. But this time, it will work. The lighting is warm and bright. The aisles are broad, and shelves display $50 silk sleep masks and soft comforters begging to be touched. This is the deluxe Walmart. Yes. I mean, come on now. You go to Walmart because it's Walmart. Hello. I know you've added brands like Danskin and Tyson, and you've tried personal shopping, and you scooped up all kinds of clothing brands, which you then sold at the markdown table up front. But now we're renovating and building all these locations to improve lighting and add mannequins and lower the displays and feature those high-end products that just want beg people to touch them. Okay, calm down. All right, calm down. There's a quote in here from one shopper who said she was recently surprised to find duck breast in her local Walmart. Yeah, because man, when I go to Walmart looking for my ground beef and my sausages, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, look, there's duck breast there. Now, I saw the headline that said Walmart now has blazers and duck breast, and I thought, duck breast, that must be some kind of fashion blouse, right? Nope, we're talking about duck breast. So if you feel like, you know what sounds good to me is duck breast, only I normally wouldn't get it anyplace at other stores, you can get it now at Walmart. So that is awesome. Your prayers have been answered. High-end merchandise at Walmart. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. So not only do we have Walmart starting to sell high-end products, we'll see how that goes, but we do have DoorDash announcing that it's going to roll out its new fast food delivery pilot program here in the United States in partnership with Alphabet's Wing Drone Delivery Company. I told you before, those of you listening to Chewing the Fat know it's been there. The skies are going to be dark with drones, man. The sun is going to be blocked because there's going to be drones delivering goods all over. I mean, I drove by DFW Airport last night, and I guess it was because of the weather. I'd never seen it like this before. There was at least a dozen planes backed up on the tarmac waiting to take off. I felt bad for the people that were sitting on those planes, because if I was on those planes, I would be angry. But don't worry about it, because there's just going to be drones bringing you stuff whenever you want. Now, this particular announcement is just going to be delivering from one particular Wendy's in Virginia. So you'll be able to get your Wendy's brought to you through the DoorDash Alphabet Wing Drone Delivery Partnership. Man, how many times have you thought to yourself, you know, I need a double cheeseburger from Wendy's, order fries, a soda. I bet you they don't deliver Frosties though. I wonder if they have a refrigerated box. So it says everything according to their spokesperson, most of Wendy's menu qualifies. Yeah. Certain combinations of items might exceed the volume and weight restrictions. However, they will deploy up to 3 drones to deliver the order. Yeah, if you have 3 drones delivering your Wendy's order, you may have an issue. So if it's too big for even that, if you order too much Wendy's for the 3 drones, then they're just going to send out a regular human being. Oh, okay. That's special. So it's available from 10:30 a.m. to 4:30 a.m. Eastern, Wednesday through Sunday. Now, you can get the app. That's what you need to get it delivered. You can set up where you want it delivered in your home, and you can watch the drone on the app flying through the air. Well, it's not flying through the air. It's flying through your app, and it's coming to wherever you want it to be delivered. Now, they set it up on this app. It's interesting. You have the address, and they want you to clear the spot where the drone is going to clear the area. The aircraft will lower your package to the ground at a location you selected, remove all the items, keep people and pets back while your package is being delivered. There's no need to do anything. The package gently gets to the ground. Our aircraft is meant to land, or isn't meant to land, but in the unlikely event that it does, don't touch it. All right? We'll send somebody out. I mean, I want that. Why do we not? We have drones delivering prescriptions. We need drone delivery here in DFW immediately. I want the skies dark with drones. I mean, the airport, it's going to be a nightmare. It's going to be a nightmare. I mean, when the skies open up because there's no drone deliveries, then you'll have helicopters flying over, and then you'll have regular airlines flying over a little bit higher. So let's hope they get the air traffic control people. That's a good gig right there. You're going to need the air traffic control for the airports. You're going to need the air traffic control to work in conjunction with the airports and the drone deliveries. Wow. That's going to be a nightmare. But, hey, you're going to get your Wendy's delivered right to your yard. Now, if I am a drone company, say, you know, Alphabet Wing Company and a fast food restaurant, I would want to look at, I don't know, where the most overweight people are. And that's where I would want to deliver fast food to. So I was looking at the new Wallet Hub fattest cities in the U.S. McAllen, Texas, coming in at number one. Congratulations to McAllen, Texas. If I am a drone operator fast food company, I am delivering to McAllen, Texas. Man, you can get any fast food you want delivered by drone in McAllen, Texas. Number two, the fattest city in America, Jackson, Mississippi. Number three, Shreveport, Louisiana. Four, Alabama and Louisiana. Oof, not bad. Little Rock, Arkansas. Knoxville, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee. Ooh. Another Louisiana. Hold, another Tennessee. Wow, Tennessee and Louisiana. Fat people in Tennessee and Louisiana. McAllen, Texas is number one. Don't start with me. Don't look at me like that. I know I live in Texas. I got it. But I don't live in Louisiana or Tennessee. So back off me. All right. But I will say, no kidding, if I'm a drone company and I want to deliver fast foods, these are the cities I'm delivering in, man, because they're prepped. They're prepped and waiting. And they do not want to drive anywhere. They just want the food delivered. I'm not sure how this works. Okay, the story is about this Tennessee nurse who called himself the Rock Doc. Okay, and he tried to launch a reality series about his medical practice and his party lifestyle. He was just sentenced to 20 years in prison for illegally prescribing opioids in exchange for sex and money. I don't know how the nurse practitioner is writing scripts, but I'm a fan. I may have gone to the Rock Doc if he's writing scripts for hydrocodone, oxycodone, and fentanyl in his small Tennessee community office. Apparently, he signed illegal scripts to a pregnant woman, known addicts, and women he was having sex with. Well, duh. So he gave out prescriptions for this addictive and potentially deadly drugs to hundreds of patients in exchange for money and sexual favors. Okay. So the self-proclaimed rock doc maintained a party-like atmosphere at his medical clinic and prescribed the drugs at least in part to promote his self-produced reality show, Rock Doc TV. My question still is out there. I get the, you know, he wanted to have a TV show and he was the rock doc and all that stuff, but he wasn't a doc. He was a nurse practitioner. I don't know. Is it Tennessee? Is it different in Tennessee? I guess that's possible. You can email me, chewingthefat@theblaze.com, if it's different. But I don't understand how a nurse practitioner writes scripts. I thought that was only, that had to be, I mean, I guess they could write the scripts. They couldn't write scripts for narcotics unless the doctor did it, right? So I thought, so he must have had a doctor on the line. I don't know. I don't understand how he was writing scripts. I don't blame the women. I mean, if you need your fix, you know, go ahead and write the script and we'll take care of a little business. Okay, no problem. But he's in trouble. 20 years in prison for that. So the rock doc went down. I know. Very, very sad. If you know the rock doc, you know, I know you're sad and I'm sorry about that. But he apparently, you know, they claim he abused the power of the prescription pad. Well, how is a nurse practitioner writing scripts? How does a nurse practitioner have a prescription pad? And plus is able to write prescriptions for narcotics? I don't have the answer. If you do, email me. But how dare he? How dare the rock doc? You know, the other day we were talking about the money given away from what's-her-face, Mackenzie Scott, you know, the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos. Well, it's no longer Mackenzie Scott Bezos, okay? And she's given away a bunch of money to all these organizations that do good, right? And I appreciate what she's doing. I do. I just wish she'd give some money to me. But I got an email sent to me from Mark at chewingthefat@theblaze.com. And Mark says that he lives near South Bend. And he saw this headline and thought of me. And I don't know whether this is good or bad, but thank you, Mark. La Casa de Amistad is an organization, community center, that is dedicated to South Bend's large, legal or otherwise, Hispanic center. If you're wondering where this money came from, well, you just got a bunch of money from Mackenzie Scott. They got $2 million. $2 million, and it is a grant. So it doesn't matter what they do with it. They can do whatever they want. Grant money is a beautiful thing. If you get study money, you have to actually have to do something. You have to provide something in the end. Like you have to, yes, we studied 10,000 people, and this is what our outcome is. Grant money, what'd you do with it? Eh. $2 million, grant money, what'd you do with it? Eh. So I'm sure they're going to work hard for, you know, the South Bend community. She gave them this huge grant. And in this email, Mark goes on to say, why isn't she answering your calls so she can donate to a truly worthy organization, Jeffy.org? I know, right? That's why I told her to just order a cameo from me at JeffyJFR on Cameo and then tip me a couple of million dollars. That's all. That's all she has to do. And we'll be good. I'm good. And look, if she doesn't have the app, she can go to the website. It's just Jeff Fisher on the website. But just order the cameo. And then once I do the cameo, and I'll, believe me, Mackenzie, I will be happy to do the cameo for you. Then you just leave me a tip. And we're good. All right. It's all good. So even if I were to win, say, the lotto, I would still let Mackenzie donate some money to me. But we have the big Mega Millions drawing tonight. $977 million is the jackpot. Still not a billion, so it's not in the front runners for the most for the biggest jackpots. It's like sixth or seventh for the biggest jackpot. But you'd get $461.0 million cash payout. And then tomorrow, for those of you listening live, the 23rd of March, 2024, the Powerball drawing is $750 million jackpot, with $357.3 million cash payout. So even as I'm planning on winning that, Mackenzie, I'm still here for you. Let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. Okay, so the whole Rock Duck thing has really kind of bugged me. So I went ahead and looked at what about nurse practitioners. I went to the American Association of Nurse Practitioners. Who's not a fan of the American Association of Nurse Practitioners? Now there's full practice nurse practitioners, there's reduced practice nurse practitioners, and there's restricted practice nurse practitioners. For the full practice, which you can do in Tennessee, which is where the Rock Doc was, the state practice and licensure laws permit all NPs, nurse practitioners, to evaluate patients, diagnose, order, and interpret diagnostic tests, and initiate and manage treatments, including prescribing medications and controlled substances, under the exclusive licensure authority of the State Board of Nursing. This is the model recommended by the National Academy of Medicine, formerly called the Institute of Medicine, and the National Council of State Boards of Nursing. Wow. Okay. That is amazing. So that's why he's going to prison. And that's why he was writing scripts for business. I mean, it's just wrong. It's just wrong that anyone would write scripts for business. Okay, just a reminder, and I saw this yesterday, and I thought, man, how come I don't remember talking about this, but Google Podcasts is going away after March, and they are sunsetting the Google Podcast app in favor of YouTube Music as of April 2nd. So you can move to YouTube Music or another app, but Google Podcast is going away. Bye-bye. Remember, I mean, that bums me out. Why didn't they just expand their own thing? I actually use Google Podcasts, and you know, I have YouTube. And I get it, but I'm not opposed to Google Podcasts. And remember, they had the Google Play Music service that went away. You were using the heck out of that too, and they just nope, we're gone. Go to YouTube. You know what? Use YouTube. Oh. Okay, so you're just dropping another one of its services and sending you to another app? Yup, and whether you like it or not, that's what we're doing. Okay, all right. So just remember that it's going away, and you will have only, I think, until September. Like, you won't be able to do anything with the app after that. You know, you can manage your subscriptions after the end of this month. April 2nd, I think, is the final day. But you have until June to finish up exporting your subscriptions to wherever you want to do it. So if you use Google Podcasts, let's say you use Google Podcasts to listen to, this show, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. Pick another platform and use it. Now Google will say, well, use YouTube. Okay. Yeah, use YouTube Music. That's what we're telling you to do. Okay. But you don't have to do that. But you need to migrate your subscription to a platform other than Google Podcasts. And that needs to happen before April 2nd. Well, at least for sure, you need to do that by June, right? I think according to the article I'm reading, if you are subscribed, then you're still available to migrate to another platform. You just can't use the platform to listen to the podcast. But I don't know that I trust that. They just might say, oh, yeah, sorry, gone. Oh, you thought you were subscribed to something? Yeah, you're not. Go find another platform. And you don't remember all the things that you were subscribed to? Figure it out, because it's not on us. Have a nice day. So that's nice of them. That's nice. I just want to thank them for that. Remember way back in July of last year? I mean, you can't even remember that far back in July of 2023, can you? Well, I can. And I remember when Cillian Murphy, the actor, Oppenheimer, Peaky Blinders, Cillian Murphy, said, yeah, you know what? I have to stop playing characters that smoke. I've had enough fake tobacco for a lifetime. Prop cigarettes don't contain the harmful and known carcinogenic ingredients found in the real thing, but they're not exactly health boosters either. And I can't do that anymore. I just got to stop playing characters that, you know, are smokers. You know what? They're going to pay me a bunch of money to do the Peaky Blinders movie. So, you know what? I'll do that. Yeah, I could do that. Never mind what I said less than a year ago. Never mind. Because they're paying me a bunch of money. Yes, I'm going to come back and play my character, Tommy Shelby. And we're going to start filming really soon. And we're going to do the movie. And it's a good story. And you know what? They didn't mention smoking in the article. So maybe Tommy Shelby quit. Right. If you know anything about Peaky Blinders, there's no way that happens, right? I mean, unless he all of a sudden has cancer and, you know, Tommy Shelby's living with like a quarter of a lung and can't smoke anymore. Maybe they do that, which, you know, is possible. So we're definitely getting the Peaky Blinders movie. They're starting to film later this year, I think. And that's awesome. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, there's a show. Peaky Blinders. They're the show that was okay. Kind of, you know, was one of those underlying shows. This show is almost like The Walking Dead in relation to hanging on to a series and then being put up on Netflix and exploding. Walking Dead did that. The Walking Dead did that after the first couple seasons. They were still hanging on. They were good. It was a great show, but it wasn't really grabbing on to a big audience. They put it up on Netflix. Boom! It's a Walking Dead world. Peaky Blinders did the same thing. Yeah, they showed up. It was okay. They did like a season on BBC Two, and then they did one on BBC One, and it was, you know, it was hanging in there. They were great shows, but nobody really... It was just a small cult audience. And then they put it up on Netflix. Boom! The world was in love with Peaky Blinders. So, I mean, it's just incredible. That bodes well for being put up on Netflix. There's no doubt about that. But Cillian is going to be playing Tommy Shelby again. Don't forget it. Don't worry about what I said about that whole fake smoking thing a year ago. that's when I didn't think I was going to make any more money. Now I'm going to be paid a lot of money to do it. And hand those cigarettes over here, would you? And congratulations to HBO Max. Warner Brothers Discovery, the streaming service, is now going to launch in the Nordics, Iberia, Central and Eastern Europe. Now, HBO, I guess, is already available there. I don't know. It's going to launch in Poland and the Netherlands and France and Belgium. So you'll be able to, good news, you'll be able to get House of the Dragon Season 2 in Europe now. And this, I guess it means that HBO Max is now going to be available in 25 countries in Europe, 65 overall, having first launched in May of last year. Yeah, I mean, it was always HBO, and they just changed it to Max. But I love the end of the story. In Belgium and the Netherlands, the service will be known as HBO Max. Wow. That took some work, huh? Don't forget, though, every place else, it's just Max. Don't you dare. Don't you dare put HBO on that, okay? Don't call it HBO. Don't call it HBO Max. Well, unless you're... You know, unless you're in Belgium or the Netherlands. But if you're here in the United States, don't you dare call it HBO Max or just HBO. It is Max, okay? So dumb. Who died today? Who died today? Well, let's begin with Martin Greenfield. Martin Greenfield, dead at the age of 95. Martin was an Auschwitz survivor a master tailor. I mean, the guy learned to sew as a teen in a Nazi death camp. But he ended up dressing clients like President Bush and President Clinton and President Obama, Frank Sinatra, Paul Newman, Leonardo DiCaprio. The guy was amazing. So he was a prisoner in Auschwitz working in the laundry when he accidentally tore an SS soldier's shirt. I mean, he's lucky he just didn't die right there, right? But he didn't. And when the soldier just beat the crap out of him. He said flogging. I said beat the crap. And he took the shirt to another prisoner who taught him how to sew a simple stitch. After fixing the soldier's shirt, he slipped it on under his striped prisoner uniform and learned that just wearing a Nazi's discarded shirt and a second one he managed to procure gave him new status among his fellow prisoners. The day I first wore that shirt was the day I learned clothes possess power. The measure of a man, from Auschwitz survivor to president's tailor. Clothes don't just make the man, they can save the man. They did for me. Martin Greenfield. What an incredible life. Dead. Rest in peace at the age of 95. Then we have Cass Warner. Cass Warner adds her name to the list of who died today. She is dead at the age of 76. She is the granddaughter of Harry Warner, co-founder of Warner Brothers. She's had a pretty amazing life. She's also the mother of Cole Hauser. You know Cole from Yellowstone, and he's been in plenty of other stuff. I mean, I didn't realize that he was, Hollywood royalty. So amazing. Rest in peace to Cass Warner. She was the mother of four. Most well-known, I guess, of her kids is Cole. And a daughter, Vanessa, is a designer, and another daughter is an entrepreneur. So she just hangs out and spends a little bit of Warner Brothers money. And the son works in advertising. So that means he calls up Cole once in a while and says, hey, I got a company that you can sponsor. Can we do a commercial? And Cole says, yeah, okay, go ahead. And they made some outreach. So she also has grandchildren, Hauser's children, Rylan, Colt, and Steely Rose. She had a pretty amazing life, too, being the granddaughter of... Warner Brothers. I mean, hello, walking around like a king. Well, she would be walking around like a king, a queen, but granddad would be walking around like the king for sure. Now, it says that Cass, at the age of 76, there was no cause of death disclosed publicly. So it could have been that. I mean, if it was that, I know you're looking at me now like Jeff. If it was that, I would have said it. So don't look at me like that. Plus, I didn't look to see what caused the actual death of Martin Greenfield at 95, because it doesn't matter. That guy had an amazing life. I don't care. He didn't need to die. I don't care what it was. Are the other people needed to die, Jeff? No. You know what I mean. Knock off me. And then we have John Hinckley Jr. No, he's not dead. He didn't die. Many of you probably wish that he has died, but he hasn't yet. John Hinckley Jr., you remember him? He's the guy that shot our president, Ronald Reagan. And then he was found not guilty by reason of insanity. Well, he's out, and he's been out for a while, and he's Mr. Musician now. He writes original music, sings and plays guitar, has a YouTube channel that has more than 36,000 subscribers, and he's been on tour, kind of, because he has been getting canceled. He shows up, he says, hey, we're going to show up. I go in the venue, says, yeah, no, you know what? No, you're not. We booked this deal, but we decided, no, we don't want you here. So he believes now that he is the victim of cancel culture. He said it keeps happening over and over again. Yeah. Dozens of performances have been nixed, owners don't want the controversy. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe because you shot the president? But I will say they should allow it. Why not? The guy is not that good if you've heard his music. And, you know, bring in an audience. Yeah, anything for an audience, right? Ladies and gentlemen, John Hinckley Jr. Yes, the attempted assassinator of our president, Ronald Reagan. John, get out here. And congratulations to a 62-year-old man with end-stage kidney disease. He has successfully received a kidney from a genetically engineered pig at Boston Hospital this past weekend. According to reports, the animal organ began fulfilling its function of producing urine shortly after the surgery, and the patient has reportedly been recovering well. Biotech company eGenesis altered the DNA of the organ donor pig to make its kidney more compatible with the human body and eliminate the risk of certain animal pathogen infections. The breakthrough offers promise for more than 100,000 Americans on kidney transplant waiting lists amid a human kidney shortage. No kidding. So, I mean, if you needed a transplant, any body part. I mean, we had the guy with the pig heart, right? He didn't last as long as they hoped, but I mean, you'd take the chance. You take the chance. Look, you need a kidney, and we got you on dialysis, and it's not going to end well. We can try to get a pig kidney inside of you, and we'll try to get you to survive with that. I mean, what's your answer going to be? Yeah, that's going to be your answer. It's Friday, so it's time for what's being called America's favorite game show, What's the Lie? What's the Lie? Where contestants try to decipher the lie from four, count them, one, two, three, four headlines. One of them is not true. Thus, that's where we get what's the lie. Our contestant today, Irene Gunnels. Irene, if she wins, not only will she get to come back for another round, she will win a Talking Sense Jeffy Blue Freshie. For more information, you can go to the Talking Sense Facebook group and find the Freshie Sun and Design just for you. If you or someone you love would like to be a contestant on What's the Lie, you can email chewingthefat@theblaze.com. Irene, welcome to What's the Lie. How are you today?
Doing great. How are you doing, Jeffy?
I am fantastic. So, Irene, where are you calling from? Where are you playing from today?
Sherman, Texas. Like just a little north.
Oh, that's a little north of DFW. I mean, that's still, yeah. I don't know that they still consider that part of DFW, but it will be soon enough.
Oh, God,
the way this is spreading.
See my backyard. Yeah, you should see my backyard. Oh, my gosh. Creeping.
So yeah, no kidding. So I understand that you have homeschooled all your kids. I didn't realize this could be you might just knock this right out of the park today on What's the Lie.
Gosh. I better. My husband's going to kick me out to the back porch and not let me in.
Don't worry, he'll let you back in when it's dinner time. All right. So you ready to play? Yeah. Four headlines,
yes,
one not real. All right, here
okay.
we go. Four
all
headlines,
right.
one not real. One of them is a lie. Headline number one. Blowhole the sled dog became a social media star, but he was a criminal first. Headline number two. Cambodia cracks down on musical car horns to avoid anarchy in the streets. Headline number three. 1,800-year-old Roman statue discovered in a parking lot. Headline number four, the world's smallest coffee shop doesn't sell iced coffee because the ice takes up too much space. Those are your four headlines. Headline number one, Blowhole the sled dog became a social media star, but he was a criminal first. Headline number two, Cambodia cracks down on musical car horns to avoid anarchy in the streets. Headline number three, 1,800-year-old Roman statue discovered in a parking lot. Headline number four, World's smallest coffee shop doesn't sell iced coffee because the ice takes up too much space. Irene, what is the lie?
Okay, fingers crossed. Hopefully it's the criminal blowhole dog. Please be blowhole.
Oh, no. Irene, I wanted you to win so bad. Oh, no. Oh, well. Well, thanks for listening and playing What's the Lie? What's the Lie? The subsidiary of Chewing the Fat Enterprises. All information is probably accurate at the time of recording. CTF, WTL, MMXX, IV. So, you want to, I don't know, take another shot?
Is it the coffee shop?
That's correct.
No.
Yes, it is.
But
yes, it is. Well, you know, you almost
Dang
had it.
It,
right?
Yeah, it's close. You know, so, what can I say? So, I'm sorry about criminal dogs got me, you know?
So, just listen. Just let me help you out here for a second, okay?
Yeah,
just don't scream and holler when he locks you out on the back porch. And then he'll let you back in. He'll let you back in way before it's dinner time, I promise.
Oh, gosh, yes, definitely. Yes. Well, Jeffy, it's been great. Thank
Irene,
you so much.
Thank you for playing and listening to Chewing the Fat. I really appreciate it.
Yes, definitely. You take care and
bye.
Have a good day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.